Hello everyone, this is Dr. Atul Pawar with 15 years of experience into healthcare management. Let's go ahead with our legal things. Today we'll study about laws pertaining to drugs. I, Dr. Atul Pawar, with 15 years of experience into healthcare, would be dealing what exactly are the laws pertaining to the drugs. Let's start with it. Objectives of this are: after reading this chapter, you will be able to understand about the laws governing manufacturing, sale of drugs in India, role of inspector under the Drug and Cosmetic Act, laws governing the role of pharmacy in India, and legalization of tobacco control. The structure would go about what the Drug and Cosmetic Act of 1940 is all about. This compromises of Drug and Cosmetic Act import prohibition, Inspector under Drug and Cosmetic Act, Drug and Cosmetic Act Amendment of 1964, 1982, 1986, and Drug and Cosmetic Act Amendment under 2023. The Pharmacy Act of 1948, which compromises of Central Pharmacy Council, Amendment in Pharmaceutical Act in 2023, State Pharmaceutical Councils, Registration of Pharmacists, and the penalty for the false claims. Drugs and Magic Remedies Act of 1954, Poison Act, Legalization of Tobacco Control, Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substance Act in 1985. How exactly this law pertaining to manufacture and sale of drugs started? In the beginning of current century, the scope of drug industry was practically non-existent in India, and pharmaceutical products were being imported from abroad. The government of India analyzed the situation and considered the matter, introducing legislation in the parliament to control the manufacture, distribution, and sale of drugs for the medicines. To have a comprehensive legislation over rapid expansion of pharmaceutical products and drug market, in 1931, the government of India appointed a drug inquiry committee under the chairmanship of Lieutenant Colonel R.N. Chopra, who was asked to make shifting inquiries into whole matter of drug production, distribution, and sale by inviting opinions and meeting concerned person. The Chopra committee toured all over the country after carefully examining the data placed before it and submitting a report to the government. Suggestion of the creation of drug control mechanism at the central with the branches in all provinces for efficient and speedy working of the controlling department. The committee also recommended the establishment of well-equipped central drug laboratories with competent staff and experts in various branches of drug standardization work. For the training of young men and women, the committee recommended the formulation of Central Pharmacy Council and Provisional Pharmacy Councils with registers who would maintain the list of containing names and addresses of the licensed pharmacist. There are several acts relating to manufacture, sale of drugs in India. Among them, the following law operates at the present in country: the Drug Cosmetic Act of 1940, the Pharmacy Act of 1948, the Drug and Magic Remedy Act of 1954, the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substance Act of 1985, and Poison Act of 1990. The object of the act is to regulate the import, manufacture, distribution, and sale of the drugs. Under this provision of Act, central government appoints a Drug Technical Advisory Board, which advises the central government and the state government on technical matters arising for the administration of this Act. The board can constitute subcommittees for the consideration of the particular matter. The central government may also constitute Drug Consultative Committee to advise central government, state government, and Drug Technical Advisory Board to address on any matter tending to secure uniformity throughout the India or in the administration of this Act. Let's start with the first Act, the Drugs and Cosmetic Act, which prohibits the import of any drug or cosmetic for that purpose, which is not of a standard quality. Any misbranded drug or suspicious cosmetic, such as cosmetic to cure vitiligo or psoriasis in adult, any adulterated or spurious drug, any drug for the import of which license is prescribed for the manufacture in India, so the indigenous pharmaceutical company's profitability is not affected. Any patient drug, if it is not labeled in prescribed manner displaying its true formula. Any drug which claims to cure or mitigate the disease prescribed, such as nowadays many companies claim to increase the mental growth and the height of the patient, which is not possible because the endocrines or of the endocrinal system, or for that purpose the entire body structures are limited to certain genetic or conventional endocrinal disorders. It won't be able to enhance them at any given point of time. Any cosmetic containing unsafe or harmful ingredients, any drug which is imported or is banned under the Act, for any contraventions of above mentioned provisions of the Act, the punishments prescribed vary from 1 year of life imprisonment with a fine depending on the nature of the offense. The central government has also given powers to import, manufacture for the sale and distribution of such drugs, which are therapeutically irrational or which involve a risk to human beings or animals. The central government and the state government can appoint an analyst with prescribed qualification for specified drugs. The second amendment into this was, according to the Drug and Cosmetic Act of 1940, the government may appoint a drug inspector who possesses a requisite qualification. This inspector can inspect any premises wherein any drug has been manufactured and take sample which fair prices would be paid. Obstruction of the work of the inspector is punishable, with which of the punishment would be or comprising of imprisonment up to 3 years. Fine can be imposed as per the offense. The role of the drug inspector is appointed by the Government of India as per the Drug and Cosmetic Act. The inspector can inspect any premises wherein any drug has been manufactured. He can take samples if he suspects the quality of drug or the ingredients is not properly maintained. He can also enter and search all the research at reasonable times at any places where he believes an offense has been committed and seize the stock of the drugs. He can send the drug sample to be examined by the central drug laboratory, whose decision will be binding to both of the parties. The Drug and Cosmetic Act has been amended in 1945, 64, 72, 82 and 86. The comprehensive amendments to this act were made in 1964 and 82. The amendment which was made in 1964, the object of the amendment was twofold. First, to bring Ayurvedic and Unani drugs, which were then not covered by the law, within the scope of the Act. Secondly, to prohibit the import, manufacture, sale, etc. of the adulterated, misbranded, spurious or substandard drugs. Under these provisions, the amendment of the Drug and Cosmetic Act of 1964, a drug shall be deemed as adulterated if it contains following persons. If it contains a whole or in part fleety, putrefied or decomposed substance, if it has been prepared, packed or stored in insanitary conditions, if it is a container which is composed of any poisonous or deleterious substance, if it is packed to reduce the quantity, quality, strength of the medicines. The punishment protocol introduced has been enhanced in amendment of this Cosmetic and Drug Act of 1964. Anyone convicted under this second time offense under a clause of under section A of 27 will be imprisoned for not less than 2 years, or it may be extended up to 10 years. He will also be liable for a fine according to the offense. In a clause B of the same section, for the words 5 years, the word 10 years has been substituted. The amendment which took place in 1982, it came into force from 1st February 1983. The main purpose of this amendment was the definition of the term of drug has been enlarged. The preparation used for repelling insects like mosquitoes or substances intended for use of component of drugs, including empty gelatin capsules, devices used in diagnosis, treatment of disease, could be notified as drugs, like gelatin-coated antioxidant used in elderly patients, could be drugged as drug. Definition of misbranded adulterated drugs have been rationalized. A new term, spurious Ayurvedic Siddha or Unani drug, has been provided for the first time. Similarly, misbranded or spurious cosmetic misbranding adulterated Ayurvedic Siddha drug had to be defined. Most of the drugs which are coming into place where which entrust themselves are as an Ayurvedic supplement or a Siddha or Unani supplement could be misbranded or probably misadulterated without being having adulterated formats into it could be coming under this cosmetic act. The central government has now acquired powers to ban by notification import and manufacture of such drugs which involves risk to human beings or animals or any therapeutically unsound. Punishment for various conventions for the provisions of the act has been rationalized. For a drug which is adulterated and is likely to cause death or grievous hurt or the imprisonment of not less than 5 years, which may extend to life imprisonment, has been provided. For adulterated spurious drugs, the punishments up to 3 and 5 years are respectively. Powers of the inspectors have been enhanced. They can now stop and search any vehicle or vessels that or any other conveyance for that purpose. Provision has been made for summary of trails of offence under this Act. The subsequent amendment, which took place in 1986, the section 26 to 32 has been amended. With this empowers any person or consumer association to take sample of drugs for test and analysis. They can also prosecute forms and manufacture and sale of their substandard drugs. The Drug and Cosmetic Act has been amended in 2023 and 24 in several ways, which would include there are some penalties which are being taken into consideration. Earlier, the penalty which was instead of imprisonment or a fine for at least 10,000, now the penalty price has been increased to 5 lakh under the Jan Vishwas or amendment provision under the Act in 2023. Compounding. The DCA amendment to allow the central and state government to resolve the litigation instead of imposing the penalty. DCA has given the central and state government to resolve or get the litigation solved by imposing some penalties to the drug and cosmetic manufacturers. Good manufacturing practices, GMP, the drugs amendment rules in 2023 established requirement of GMP, including quantity, quality, premises of the plants, equipment used to make the pharmaceutical products. The good manufacturing practices by certain manufacturing industries has given them liable of establishing or providing the sanitary premises, plants and equipment has given them a right to manufacture good drugs and given them some subsidies. Schedule M, the drugs rules, which has been Schedule M, the drugs rules of 1945, the new guidelines includes the principles of sanitation, hygiene and product recalls. Now let's go ahead with the Pharmacy Act of 1948. The Pharmacy Act was passed in 1948 and was amended in 1959, 1979, 1984 and recently in 2023. The aim of this law is to regulate the professionalism of pharmacy in India. The Pharmacy Act of 2023, the main feature of this amendment made in the Pharmacy Act are digital platforms, introduction of the digital platforms for pharmacy registration and renewal, continuing education. Pharmacists are required to complete continuing education to keep update with the latest development in the field of pharmacy. The penalties which are being imposed on this Pharmacy Act are the bill increased penalty for violation of Pharmacy Act to improve the compliances, which includes removal of imprisonment for minor violations and increased financial sanction up to 1 lakh in some cases. This is included in Section 26A of the Act. Discriminalization. The bill discrimination minor offenses, rationalizing penalties based on the severity of offenses. There is a council which has been formed, which is called as Central Pharmacy Council. Under the provision of this Act, central government constitutes a Central Pharmacy Council of India consisting of following members. There are 6 members listing from the teaching faculty of the pharmacy course. 6 members from the practicing pharmacy or working as a pharmaceutical chemist and holding a degree or a diploma. One member is elected by the Medical Council of India, the Director General of Health Services, the Director of Central Pharmacy Laboratory, Chief Chemist of Central Reserve. One member to represent each state elected member of State Council who shall be registered pharmacist. One member to represent each state government who shall either be registered medical practitioner or a registered pharmacist. Important activities of the Central Council of Pharmacy is appointed by the central government bodies to regulate and prescribe the minimum standard of education required for the qualification of the pharmacies, to regulate the prescribe the nature, the period of study of pharmacy, both degree in pharmacy and diploma in pharmacy, both at undergraduate and postgraduate level. It also concerns with practical training to be undertaken before admission to an examination, equipment, facilities to be provided by for the students, the subject of the examination, and other conditions for the admission of the exam. The role of Executive Committee of Central Council of Pharmacy, who appoints drug inspector, is to inspect any institution whose authorities have applied for the approval of its course of study, of examination, that is, applied for the recognition of the course at undergraduate and postgraduate level for the Pharmacy Council of India. Inspector reports to Executive Committee about their findings on the sufficiency of every examinations and other matters. Their findings or observations form the basics of the recognition of that institution for conducting pharmacy courses. State Pharmacy Council. The Act makes it incumbent upon state government to constitute State Pharmacy Council with following members. The State Pharmacy Councils consist of 6 members elected among themselves by the registered pharmacists of the state. 5 members of whom at least 2 shall be persons possessing prescribed degree or diploma in pharmacy or pharmaceutical chemistry, or the members of the pharmaceutical profession nominated by the state government. 1 member elected by the State Medical Council, Chief Administrative Medical Officer of the state, the state drug controller, and the government analyst. 2 or more state government can enter into agreement for constitution joint state council, or a council of one state can serve the needs of other. Registration of the pharmacist. The state government has made certain provisions for the Pharmacy Act, which prepares a register of state pharmaceutical. The State Pharmaceutical Council has to maintain register of pharmacists registered in that particular state. This register contains the name, the residential address of the pharmacist, the date of his first admission to the register after obtaining the qualification for the registration, an address and the name of his employer. The name of the pharmacist can be removed from the register if register is satisfied. The name has to be entered by error or an account of misinterpretation or suppression of a material fact. Pharmacist not done the recognized course in the pharmacy. The pharmacist can be convicted of any offense or quality of infamous conduct related to sale or promotion of some spurious medications. Pharmacist employed a person for the purpose of his business of pharmacy who has been convicted of an offense of have been guilty of infamous conduct. Pharmacist loses his job from his present employer due to an inquiry of fraud in sale of medicine, now is selling his registration or giving his registration number to open pharmacy shop by an unqualified person for a business purpose. There are certain penalties for this false claim which are been liable. The action taken by the State Pharmacy Council where person falsely claimed to be a registered pharmacy and falsely registered his name in the state pharmacy register is all except basically if he may be liable for the conviction. Fine up to 500 rupees can be imprisoned on him. On any subsequent conviction for such offense, he may be imprisoned up to 6 months or also fine. Now let's go ahead with another act, the Drug and the Magic Remedies Act. The Drug and the Magic Remedy Act prohibits a person from taking part into publication of any advertisement referring to any drug, which suggests the use of the drug for the procurement of miscarriage in women or prevention of conception in women that is involved in legal abortion. The maintenance or improvement of the capacity of human being for sexual pleasure, for example, promotion of aphrodisiac drugs, the correction of menstrual disorder in women, and promotion of childbirth and pregnancy, the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of any general disease. Whoever contravenes the provision of this act shall, on conviction basis, be punished with imprisonment, which may extend to 6 months, or would be fined with or without it. In case of subsequent conviction, the imprisonment may be extended to 1 year. As of November 2024, there is no recent amendment made in Drug and Cosmetic and Magic Remedies Act of 1954. The object of this act is to console the laws regulating the importation, possession, and sale of poisonous drugs. This Poison Act of 1919 was brought into place by the government. The government can also fix fees for such license and decide the class of the person to whom the license may be granted. The class of the person whom alone the poison may be sold, the maximum quantity which may be sold, the registers the vendor should maintain, the way the poisons are being kept in custody, the method of inspection of the poison. Importation of the poison without the payment is prohibited. According to the Poison Act of 1990, the following substances are deemed to be poisonous: aconite, aronicum, alkaloids, arsenic, eritrofin, belladonna, cathedrine coral, hydrate, coca, corrosive sublimate, cyanide of potassium, diporphin, also known as heroin, diethylbarbitic acid, digitalis, digitalin, ecoline, ergot or rye, lead, nux vomica, strychnine, morphine, picrodexin, curacic acid, savin, and its oil, stramominum, strephostragus, strephophenine, tartar emetic, tetraethylide. This includes schedule of poison such as aconite, arsenic, coca, digitalis, lead, mercury, sulfonide, and zinc chloride. So all these elements which are included in as a poison, if at all any medications or a manufacturer needs to produce any drug with any of this substance, need to have a license pertaining to it. There has to be a scheduled drugs license which has to be procured to sell this kind of drugs containing this kind of elements, such kind of poisonous elements. Now let's go ahead with legislation for tobacco control. What exactly are the registrations for the tobacco control? The Cigarettes and the Other Tobacco Products Act of COPTA of COPTA, what we call is in 2030, enacted by the government of India in 2024, is the primary law for tobacco control in India. The law regulates the production and the production, supply, distribution, and advertisement of the product. Tobacco products. It also restricts smoking in public places and sales to minors. The World Tobacco Day, which is observed on every year 31st May, has been designed for this protection only. There are certain provisions under this which defines restrictions of smoking in public places, regulates packing and labeling, regulates advertising, promotion and sponsorship, regulates sales to minors, and provides enforcements and penalties. Other tobacco measures include Prevention of Food Adulteration Act, which regulates sanitary warnings on pan masala and chewing tobaccos. In India, Cigarette Regulation of Production, Supply and Distribution Act of 1975 made it mandatory for all manufacturers or person trading in cigarette to display a statutory warning which says cigarette smoking is injurious to health on all cartons or packets of cigarettes and cigarette advertisement. Nowadays, it is also compulsory even in Indian movies not to show any scene of cigarette smoking. While the work on the comprehensive legislation was on, the administrative order prohibiting smoking in selected public places like hospital, dispensary, education institutes, conference hall, domestic air flights and air conditioner, coaches in train, suburban trains, air conditioned buses was issued in 1990. Smoking in domestic flights are prohibited in India with special no smoking signage which is displayed in lavatory and on flights. Law generally reflects society attitudes. Therefore, legislative actions for tobacco control would be suggestive societal acceptance of the need to promote positive health. Behavior changes among the adults is difficult process and quite often disincentives for the majority of tobacco users as well as discourages the starters. In India, Cigarette Act in 1975 made it mandatory for all manufacturers or a person trading in cigarettes to display statutory warning on all cartons of packets of cigarettes and cigarette advertising. The limitation of the current warning labels need improvements in the area of scope, language, rotation of the message, color, size, position, pictogram, visibility and legibility. Since there was neither a proper implementation nor monitoring of the regulations on the warning of any actions taken on the defaulters of the Cigarette Act and rules needs to be enforced seriously. Even though BD manufacture is a cottage industry, the small number of industries which make BDs can easily be brought under litigation. Recently, the scope of Prevention of Food Alteration Act has been explained to cover chewing tobacco, pan masala and supari. These products need to bear the statutory warning, chewing of tobacco is injurious to health or chewing of pan masala may be injurious to health on all their respective packages. The rules apply to the advertisement also. Nowadays, it is compulsory even in Indian movies not to show any scenes regarding cigarette smoking. The growing need to control the tobacco epidemic was considered by the Committee of the Secretaries in 1986. A draft comprehensive legislation was subsequently initiated by Ministry of Health and Family Welfare after getting the empowerment of Parliament by three states, which constitutionally is necessary if envisioned strict measures on several fronts on tobacco use. While the work on comprehensive legislation was on, the administrative orders prohibiting smoking in selected public places like hospital, dispensary, education institutes, conference halls, domestic flights or trains, buses was issued in 1990. The prohibition was successfully in certain areas like domestic air flights. Act was considered by parliamentary committees on subordinate legislative chaired by S.H. Amal Datta, the MP, after consulting evidence provided by the various government officials, person concerned with tobacco promotions and anti-various suggestive controls for the tobacco. But latest development is not very encouraging for the advertisement standards of India, which has been withdrawn in 1998. With advertising code formulated for the tobacco industry due to inability to prominent members of the tobacco industry to follow the code. The Advertisement Standard Council of India code for the tobacco advertisement had been banned any testimonial or recommendation by well-known personality. Further, ASI code suggested that the advertisement should not imply that smoking was associated with success in sport or any sphere of life. Surrogate advertising was also not allowed. Tobacco code was banned and grant entire of BDs, cigars, gutkas, etc. and covered all mediums of advertising including outdoor. Tobacco Institute of India, New Delhi has informed ASI that it has developed its own code on advertising and marketing and would prefer to follow it instead. The Drug and Cosmetic Act of 1940 bans tobacco in all dental products. National Tobacco Control Program was launched in 2007-2008 to reduce tobacco use and create awareness among its harmful effect on human health. Now let's go ahead with the most important act, which is Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Act in healthcare. This is the act to consolidate and amend the law relating to narcotic drugs to make stringent provisions for control, regulation and operative regulation of narcotic drugs and for the matter of concern therewithin. Narcotic drugs and psychotropic drugs Act was 1985 provides definite punishment for those converted the provision of Act by engaging themselves in manufacture, sale, purchase, transport of the narcotic drugs or psychotropic substance like coca, opium, cannabis or psychotropic substance. The punishment is rigorous. Imprisonment for a term which shall not be less than 10 years but which can be extended up to 20 years and shall also be liable for a fine which shall not be less than 1 lakh rupees or which may extend up to 2 lakh rupees. Where a convention relates to ganja or cultivation of cannabis plant, the punishment prescribed is rigorous imprisonment for a term which may extend up to 5 years and be liable for the fine which may extend up to 50,000 rupees. Where a contravention relates to cannabis other than ganja, the punishment is rigorous imprisonment for 10 years which may extend to 25 years and fine up to 1 lakh which may extend up to 2 lakh rupees. In case of repeated act or repeated offence, for every subsequent offence, the rigorous imprisonment of the term which shall not be less than 15 years but which may extend up to 30 years and a liable fine of not less than 1,50,000 rupees which may extend up to 3 lakh rupees. This act was amended 4 times in 1998, 2001, 2014 and 2021. The Narcotic Drug and Psychotropic Substance Bill in 2020-21 was introduced in Lok Sabha on December 6, 2021 to seek the replacement the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Ordinance Bill 2021. The Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act of 1985 provides a deterrent punishment for those who converted the provision of the Act by engaging themselves in manufacture and sale and purchase of the transport of the narcotic drugs. Thank you.